France is heading for its fifth prime minister in just 2 years. It comes after François Bayrou lost a confidence vote yesterday and will hand in his resignation today. The majority of lawmakers voted to oust him over his plans to slash the French budget by almost 44 billion euro. French President Emmanuel Macron is now under even more pressure and to make his next decision quickly as the political crisis in France continues to spiral. This all comes as a fledgling grassroots movement calling itself Let's Block Everything has been active on social media, urging French people to bring the country to a standstill. For more on all this, we can speak now to a member of the Green Party in France and co-chair of the party in the UK, Charlotte Menviel. Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
Were you surprised that the Prime Minister, François Bayrou, just 9 months in the role, called this vote of confidence there yesterday when there was so much speculation of the outcome would be as predicted?
I guess it was a little bit surprising that he decided to call this no confidence vote, but the outcome of it was not a surprise. You know, it's been the second time since the elections in 2024 when actually the Left Alliance came first as the biggest force in the French Parliament, but the President Emmanuel Macron has decided time and time again to turn towards the right in his choice of Prime Minister. And I think this no confidence vote again now, yesterday, shows that it's time for a change of strategy and it's time to try and choose a prime minister from the left.
And it was interesting because it was in fact a vote of confidence. But Bayrou, as you mentioned, the fourth prime minister that President Macron has appointed in less than 2 years. We're reading so much about the pressure now that President Macron is under. What is likely to happen next? Do you think he will name another prime minister or do you anticipate another snap election?
Well, I think that will depend on what's going to happen. You mentioned, you know, the protests that are going to happen. There's two, actually. So there's the 10th of September, which is a citizens' movement, Let's Block Everything. And then on the 17th of September, there's also been call for strike action from all the different unions. And it might make the situation untenable for him, and he might need to call some snap elections. But what people want is change. And I think now Emmanuel Macron has the choice to turn towards the left and to not put in place with the new government some of the austerity measures, because that's what was the trigger of all this, was François Bayrou's budget, making more cuts, taking away national bank holidays, reducing the number of sick days, etc. All of this has sparked a lot of anger among French people, and they're really desperate for more social justice and environmental justice.
And there is a lot of disgruntlement, there is no doubt about that. But last August, after the snap elections, he ruled it out, saying it would be a threat to institutional stability to have a prime minister on the left. Why would he change his mind now, especially when the likelihood would be that they would possibly undo some of his reforms?
Yes, well, I think there's been a lot of discontent. For example, there has been a petition that was signed by over 2 million people to block the fact that some pesticides were going to be put again in French legislation. There's unions that are calling for more rights for workers. All signs that are showing that the austerity and conservative policies that he's been putting in place aren't favorable and not accepted by the French people anymore. So it would just be the democratic thing to do, because in lots of other democracies, when there's the biggest political force that has the biggest group in parliament, the logical thing would be to turn towards that group. And that's something he's refused to do. And I hope that now he'll change his mind about that.
And just briefly, Charlotte, because time is of the essence for Macron, but just looking at that sentiment and that possible protest, the calls for bringing the country to a standstill, how much concern is there given the fact that the Yellow Vest movement created such disruption many years ago?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern, and I think Emmanuel Macron should take some learnings from that. There were also huge mobilizations against the pension reform, or millions of people in the street against the pension reforms, and he decided to do nothing about that and to pursue with the policy that he had decided. We're in a system in France where the president has a lot of power and too much power, and I think it's time for us to come back to a more parliamentary system and also a system where we listen more to the preoccupations of our citizens.
And of course, all eyes will be on Marine Le Pen of the far right also in all of this context. But for now, Charlotte Manviel, thank you very much. And just for more analysis of the political upheaval that's happening in France, you can, of course, listen to the latest episode of Behind the Story podcast, which is available on the Radio Player or wherever you get your podcasts. It's now 6 minutes to 9.